Hello. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Brother Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And once again, we Hebrew Israelites that is looking for our brethren, basic representing the 12 nations, the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and Latinos. And we cater our message basically to our nation. So, with that being said, we just want to thank you for joining us once again. And we have another dynamite show for you. And then we want to also let you know we have other different ministries besides this one. And you can find that at the upperroomisraelite.com. And that's UPPEROM Israelite.com. And also, our brother Yaquab Ben Israel, he has his videos that he does every Tuesday at, I think it's 6 p.m. around our time, which is Eastern Standard Time. And then it's 3 p.m. Pacific time. And also, our brother Yaquab does a blog talk radio show just like we do on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Pacific time. And it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesdays and Fridays, same time. So being though that said, we would like to go into our program today, which is a very good program, and it's called Preparing and Restoration. Preparing and Restoration. So I always like to start out a scripture. So, and we'll tie it all in as we get into the show. And this scripture comes from the Wisdom of Solomon. And that's, again, another pseudepigraphy book, The Wisdom of Solomon. And it reads like this, 5:2, The Wisdom of Solomon, 5:2. It says, when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so beyond all that they look for. Okay. Now, the reason I brung that out is it's given us an appreciation for something that's coming that's terrible, that is for Israelite salvation. And as Light Brother, we tie that into what they call Nibiru, Wormwood, Planet Hell, Planet X. See, that is going to be our nation's part of a major part of our nation's salvation. Now, I want you to hold that thought. Hold that thought. Now, I'm also going to bring you to another scripture, and it's going to tie in once I finish talking about it. Now, I'm going to bring you to another scripture, and it's at 1 Corinthians 15:52, and it reads, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, the reason I bring this scripture out is because this tie into Light Brethren, Sons of Light, their restoration, their salvation. Now, the two is a little different. Same restoration, but a little different. And this is what I mean by a little difference. You see, Light Brethren's restoration will be first. We will be transformed first. Okay? And I'm going to bring out one more scripture to help you to appreciate what I'm talking about. If you read Joshua 3, now I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. And then I'm going to tie it back in. Now, in Joshua 3, it says, Joshua got up early the next morning. He and all the Israelites left Shittim. They came to the Jordan River, where before crossing. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Now, as you read, if you read the rest of that scripture, you will understand that the priest that carried the ark crossed the river first. Now, light, brethren, is the priest of today.
Right.
So since we the priest of the day, we know that we will be restored first, brother. Okay. Now, I'm bringing it all back together. You see, which goes to our restoration. You see, light, brother, is going to be restored before our nation is restored. Okay? Because just like the priest crossed the river first in Joshua time,
right.
Well, we are going to cross the river first now in our time. And otherwise, as the scriptures say, in a twinkling of an eye, light, brothers shall be changed. It brings us right back into our title, preparing for the restoration. So light, brothers, will be restored first, brother.
Right. Now, I'm going to read a script from the Colvin Bible, and we're going to be in the book. Is the book of the Britain book.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be chapter 3, verse 52. And this go along with what my brother's saying for a light brother who can't rise his soul above the worldly things. Now, I would say, chapter 3, verse 52,
mm-hmm.
it say, the man who cannot rise above the burdens of his sorrows or the trials of the day shall not know the kingdom of heaven, nor can he know the love. And when they say love, it's talking about love from the upper eons.
Mm-hmm.
Know the love, which is the cornerstone of eternal life. So, like my brother was saying, you have to rise above the worldly things to prepare yourself
mm-hmm.
for the restoration. And this is talking about light, brother,
mm-hmm.
To enter into the kingdom first.
Mm-hmm. And again, we want to thank you. If there's any brother, sister out there hearing our voice and think that they can have a little understanding of what we're talking about, you can please give us a call. All lines are open, and you can call us at 845-241-9966. And that's interesting you say that, though, brother. Very interesting you say that. Because, you know, there is a distinction between light, brother, and our nation.
Right.
You see? And sometimes I believe our nation get confused by it.
They do.
They don't understand or understand that, you know, light, brother, is a people within a people.
Right.
And they may not have the full, complete understanding of who we are,
right.
You see?
Right.
So they get entangled into that, you know, and it leaves them puzzled.
Right, because that's why you hear a lot of Israelites always saying a lot of things that's going to happen to the Israelites that's mm-hmm. really talking about light, brother.
Right, brother. You know what? And it reminds me of the scripture for light, brother, that Romans 12:2, and it reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that can go for our nation too, but I look at it more referring to light, brother.
Right.
You see,
right.
Because of us being transformed first, right. You see, light brothers always put the world behind them, you know. And on top of that, our minds have to be transformed. Because what Messiah and the Heavenly Father is telling us, these things are mind-boggling.
Right, they're spiritual. And you have to separate yourself from the worldly things
yeah.
versus the spiritual things. And I'm going to add a script to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back in the Colvin Bible in the book of Lucius.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I'm in Lucius chapter 13, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, therefore, if the life force, talking about the spirit, is to remain separate. So that's talking about your soul spirit shall remain separate from the world. Within the individual must be prepared to face conflict, if that ain't a light, brother, and oppression. The struggles to retain life cannot be renounced. No one can cut himself off from the difficulties of the worldly things. It say, or discard the burdens of a manhood or womanhood. So that basically talking about a light, brother, you got to separate yourself from worldly things, like my brother was just talking about.
Right. And see, and see, light brother know these things. They know these things. When we're reading, you know, I like what my brother had said a long time ago before he knew he was talking about him. Like our brother, Brother Yaquab said, I remember he said, he used to read, right? And he would see, like, I, me, you know, words that was referring to him. But he didn't get that right away. But now with the Shekinah helping him, he overstood it. Now he got a better understanding of it was talking about him. So light brother know that when we're reading, it's a majority of the time it's talking about us. That's why I got this scripture at Jeremiah 1:5. And it tells you who it's talking about. And it reads like this. It says, before I formed thee in the belly, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
Exactly.
See, a direct link to light, brother. See, knowing that these scriptures is talking to us, you see, directly to us, you see, which is, you know, not to take anything from my nation, because it speaks to our nation. But certain things is talking specifically a lot of lightning, you know, and that ties back into us and appreciation for preparing for our restoration. And this is one way that we have platform before us and preparing for our restoration. We lift the message to Washington, and this is a way that we prepare, you see.
Right.
Once again, anyone out there hearing us, you know, print this message, feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966. And all lines open. You know, another thing that I'm going to talk about is right now we are in a very, very special time. One of the most important times of which the people of our nation may know about it, and a lot of our nation don't know about it.
Right.
So, being though they don't know about this day, you know, it just shows us that we are in these end times. But the Heavenly Father is waking our nation up little by little.
Well, far as what you're saying, far as the holidays and what light brother need to do to be prepared for the kingdom, how to walk in this reality, the characteristics we're looking for to be a light brother, controlling the ego, getting rid of the ego, those are characteristics of a light brother, and you must have those characteristics and be in control of your senses to enter the kingdom. And I'm going to read something else out of the Golden Bible, out of the book of the Silver Bird. And it's 8 verse 14. And this explaining what a light brother must do in his walk in the midst of the conflicts and oppression of this reality. It says, to be a master of life, this is one who has his body and emotions and desires firmly in firmly retained. It says, through hard press by tribulations and afflictions, which, like you said, that's what light brother go through down here. It says, he remains steadfast. His mind is never confused. He knows what has to be done. It says, what is expected of him and does it is say he strikes swiftly when action is needed, mm-hmm. or just keeps pedaling along on the straight path. Is that his mind is clear regarding his duty. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows his obligations and does them surely. And say he is always a pillar of strength to his brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't a cat. And what he needs to do in this reality to be a rock or a solid foundation for anybody that come contact with him or her.
Right. And you know what, brother? And that just ties in to everything that light brothers may go through. Now, we are called to be a holocaust.
A holocaust, right.
You know, a burnt sacrifice.
A burnt offering. Right.
You see, just like Messiah was.
Like Messiah.
You see, we follow in his footsteps and in his pattern.
Right.
You know, and we're going to go through things in this reality.
That's
you
why
know?
I keep saying in scripture that we're going to be afflicted
mm-hmm.
and oppressed.
Right.
That is talking about life, brother.
Right.
In the sense, like you said, of being a burnt offering.
Right.
That's actually your whole life of what you go through, what you do, like Messiah did.
Mm-hmm. And see, you know, we know, brother, the world for us is just a testing ground. It's a testing ground.
Right.
It's going to test us.
But
it's only testing us so that we can be better judges
right.
and better,
right.
you know, and be able to be righteous in our judgment.
Right.
You see,
right.
so this world and planet that we live in, you know, because light brothers, you know, just because we light brothers, the Heavenly Father ain't saying we're going to have it easy.
Right, right.
Right. We got it just as hard as anybody
right.
else.
And we're not going to have it. We're
right.
going to be easy.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a fight. It is a fight to
right.
the finish.
Right.
You know, it reminds me, like, okay, you got two boxers in the ring, you see,
right.
and they got it. You got Ali and Frazier, and they bop, 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 and a left hook, and Ali, open, rope, dope, and then Joe
right.
Frazier left hook
right.
and him.
Right.
See, it's a fight to the finish.
To the finish.
And we may get knocked down, but guess what? Like, brothers get right back on their feet, and they go out fighting again, you
right.
see, and it just shows you that. No matter what light brethren go through in this reality, in this world, because Messiah put a seed in us that gives us that the way to get back up and keep fighting,
right.
because we know Messiah says, the scripture says, we can't lose.
Right, you can't lose. That's why I like the hymn of the pearl.
Right.
The hymn of the pearl say, when we came down from our heavenly kingdom,
mm-hmm.
talking about the upper eons, it said he gave us enough strength that we may endure down here on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So you right, brother.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard they hit us,
right,
we gonna get back up and we gonna endure.
And you know, we always getting hit. I like to just look at things that like brother do. Like for instance, we had Power Talk. You know, I'm gonna talk about this a little. We had Power Talk yesterday,
right.
And before the Power Talk started, the brother and I was trying to figure out just how to get the Power Talk up running. You
right.
see. Problems,
right?
You know,
right.
the archives always make problems
right.
for us,
right.
but yet we don't stop.
Right.
You know, the brother could have said, "Ah, let's just forget it." No, but through his perseverance and us continue to keep trying, the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah blessed us where we were able to go back on Power Talk, but we didn't give up
right.
on the first, you know, on the right. first thing. Light brothers keep trying until they get it right.
Well, I like the fact
mm-hmm.
that he said. He said, I was giving up, and I just said a prayer.
You see that?
And the eternal Heavenly Father. And I'm going to tell you, man, since we've been woke, and we know we like brothers, every time a light brother speak, and you, me, and Brother Yaquan, we can testify to this. Every prayer we ask, the eternal Heavenly Father has answered.
That's an amazing thing.
He has answered.
And not only did he answer it, right, but he answered it speedily.
Speedily.
You see, that's how you know, right?
Speedily.
And imagine how it makes a light brother feel.
Right.
It gives us that the Father is here with me.
Right.
He, like the Shekinah, never leaves us.
Right, right, right.
Even when we
well,
fell and came out into these bodies,
well,
she stayed with us.
She said,
right.
When you went in captivity, I went with you.
Right.
And you're right. Every time we pray, man, they answer us speedily.
Right.
And I'm telling you, we noticed this. We have noticed this since we've been walking in this light. Man, oh, man, I'm glad you said that.
And now it goes back and it let us, you know, well, this is why we do these blog show talks, you know, to witness what we experience.
Right.
You see, now this is real. We're not making this up.
Right.
This is real.
Right.
We telling you real live incidents that really happened.
Right.
And we got a lot more to share.
Right. Right.
But the point is this, though. We want to show you how the Heavenly Father is real, man.
Right.
Messiah is real.
Right.
They really help us. They work with us. They teach us.
Right.
They show us.
Right.
And it gives us that special feeling that it shows, he's really our Heavenly Father. You know, he really want us to succeed.
Right.
He really helping us, giving us this helping hand.
Right.
Even to today, giving us another platform where we can deliver this message.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And it's a wonderful thing.
It is. And I'm going to say this. Now, a lot of people find it hard to believe unless they see something with their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this. Well, you already know this. During the time when Adam, when he was able to commune with the eternal Heavenly Father constantly, when he can see with his third eye into the spiritual realm, you know, before we fell, we used to see into the spiritual realm at all times.
Mm-hmm.
In the physical realm, we couldn't hardly see the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
But as we fell and our third eye closed, we saw the spiritual realm less, and then we see more of the physical realm.
Right.
You know, so that's why now all we do is see physical things.
Right.
We can't see the spiritual things.
Right, and a lot of our nation is caught up in this physical world.
Right.
We're caught up in the physical world where they can't see things.
Right.
And it brings me back to a scripture that, you know, because we are in the ending times, you know, and it brings me to a scripture that it always makes me think about, which is our nation, and that's Proverbs 1:24. It says, because I have called, and ye refuse. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded.
Man.
And, like, we're telling our nation,
right.
You know, we're speaking to them,
right.
But it's like they're not listening.
They're not listening.
They sleep.
Yeah.
They, you know, their minds is so caught up in this physical reality that they cannot see the spiritual reality and to see what's about to happen and what's coming.
Well, the spiritual, the spirit has not put that spiritual side on their eyes.
Right.
You know, so that's why the eyes, they had that spirit, they had that those scales on their eyes, and they don't have the eyes on. So that's why they still sleep. For now. But like
right.
you said, what they about to do.
Right, they're about to experience something that, and see, and that's the thing, brother.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, it takes the Heavenly Father to bring devastation to our nation to wake them up.
Right.
Because, as you always say, stiff-necked people.
Right.
So it forces his hand to do these things.
Right.
You see, and the Heavenly Father loves us so much that he do it.
Right.
You see, so he can wake us up. Right.
Because
if he don't, we'll stay asleep.
That's why I said in my video, he said, the stirring of a man's soul is in the eyes of destruction. It's a not in the lap of luxury. So that's telling you, I have to bring destruction. If not, my people will stay asleep forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you so right, brother.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't bring that's like you just said, he's about to bring destruction to wake the people up. Because if not, man, like you said, all flesh will be lost, and they shall stay asleep forever. And if you stay asleep forever, the wicked going to destroy you.
Right. And we know, just looking at today, you know, look how the wicked ain't getting no better.
Right.
Look, like the brother, I didn't even know this until yesterday. The brothers showed another Israelite shot down and killed for jaywalking.
Wow.
Had two children, but shot down and killed. Like, this has become, what's crazy about this, the wickedness, is that they don't even give it a month or 2 weeks. These things are happening now on a daily basis. More Israelites shot down and killed, that to the point it's so pathetic that I know in the back of their minds that they got to be thinking, it's going to be some recompense. It got to be. You see, I know. Now, they may not show it, and they might not talk about it, and then they'll go to trial and court, and they'll get off with it. But I know for sure, in their mind, they got to know it's going to be recompense.
Man, it's going to be a witness against them. This is going to be a witness against all the wicked. Because they take no notice to our plight.
Right.
And it's going to be a mark in the witness against them. And they don't have no excuse when he show them all the oppression, the vexation, and suffering that they caused us in the death with no remorse. Because like the scripture say, they find themselves, what? Not guilty.
Right, not guilty all the time, brother. So then again, I want to also, just again, if it's anybody out here that could understand what we're talking about, want to say some words or let us know, or they feel as though that they can relate what we're talking about and they have an option to ask us any questions, please feel free to give us a call. Right. And our number is 845-241-9966.
And if you don't want to call, you always did give me the upper room Israelite.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to upper room, UPPER, Israelite.com. You can contact that link there, and you can get in contact with the brothers in that way too. That way you can participate in Pal Talk. You can participate on Facebook. You can participate in any of the ministries that we have. If you know anybody who may need something to eat for their family.
Mm-hmm.
So either any kind of way you need to get into contact with us, that opportunity is there for you.
And brother, it's something that, you know, I've been reading the Keys of Enoch religiously every week, every
which
day.
Which is a blessing.
Right, which is a true blessing. And I came across this. I want to read this because I came across this and it relates to a lot of things for life, brother. You know, since our topic is preparing for restoration.
Right.
So I'm going to read this, and this is from the Keys of Enoch, page 374, and it's verse 16, 17, and 18, and it's very encouraging, and I just want to read this, and it says, come let us ascend the sky, and let us all see the realms that attend mankind on this planet during this present program. And during this next cycle of creation, man will behold the countless realms that serve the Kaddish and the High Shem, the sanctification of the holy name and the invisible spectrums of glory to the future of days, manifest through holy sons and daughters in all Holy Spirit awakening in the light. Arise, O Son of Man, shed your garments of flesh, for light has come upon you, and the very glory of the Heavenly Father has shone forth. You too will stand before the elders and the Father's divine presence.
And that is a blessing.
Right. So see, again, the Heavenly Father confirming who we are, confirming what's going to happen. You see, we are going to stand into the presence of the Heavenly Father. You know, we are going to, and speak, you see, sons and daughters.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second. Now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is for all you people out here that think, when you die, that's the end of all things. Nothing else going to happen. That brother just told you. You, who you really are, is coming out of that physical body.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you really are. You not that fleshy body. You are what's in that fleshy body. So go ahead, brother. I just want to
say
that.
And that's good. That's a wonderful word. See, it ties in exactly with the point that I was making, you see, because, see, we look always, you know, fleshly.
At the flesh.
We look at the flesh.
Right.
But before the flesh, there was spirit.
Right.
And in the spirit is the light.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's why we even call it light brethren.
Right.
You see, the spirit of light.
Right.
You see, so, you know, it's telling us we're going to shed this flesh.
Right. We're going to shed
we're
that
going
flesh.
Back to the light.
Right. Who you really are.
Right. Right.
You're not a body.
Right.
That's a prison.
Right.
Come up out of there.
Right. That is right. We're going to put back on our light garments, you see, and we're going to be in the presence of the Heavenly Forefather, Messiah, the the hierarchy. You know, we're going to be in their presence. So it just gives us another testament of blessings for light, brother.
Right, right.
Which brother is near?
Right.
You know, look, we at the Day of Atonement.
Right.
You know, we at these end times.
Right.
You see, we can talk about also, you know, October, you know, as you speak at Joseph end
right.
of
right.
end of that
seven,
prophecy,
right.
that 7-year prophecy,
right.
and then the rebirth
right.
of what they call it, the Jesus prophecy.
Right. Right.
You see,
right.
rebirth, restoration,
that's
light
why,
brothers,
restored. That's
why October
3rd, 4th, 5th, something like that.
Right, October 8th or something like that, you know, but it's in October. It runs into the middle of October.
Right.
You know, then we got tabernacles, you see. Another prophecy where we celebrated in the booths,
right.
you know, and, you know, going back to restoration,
right.
you see. So we're not talking about something that's far off 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years.
Right.
We're talking about now.
Man.
You see, right now is we're preparing for
right.
our restoration.
Right.
You know, because
right.
our restoration is coming speedily.
Right. It is not. But like my brother was just saying a minute ago in the Kings of Enoch, like he said, you are truly an eternal spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say this fleshly body cannot stand before the eternal Heavenly Father. Why? Didn't it say the eternal Heavenly Father is a consuming flame?
Mm-hmm.
That means he'll burn that flesh up to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're trying to tell you. And I'm saying this because I've met many Christians say, when you die,
mm-hmm.
when you die, you just go on the ground, you lay in the ground, and you just rest like you sleep. And that's just so funny.
Right.
Because they have no understanding of what the trek or travel of the soul and who they really are is. Now, I'm going to add something to what my brother just
mm-hmm.
read, too. Back in Lucius, it's Lucius chapter 10, verse 2. It says, in the middle of the verse, it says, he is strong, he is a strong runner in the race of life, and one who never withholds a helping hand from a laggard, meaning somebody who needs help. It's a such a man are ready to indeed help. It's a they are destined rulers. That's just what my brother just said in the
mm-hmm.
Keys of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
They are destined rulers of the world and the vanguard to in the march towards the godhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what you just read
right.
in the Keys of Enoch.
Right.
You're going to be a spiritual God.
Right.
Adam Cadman.
Right.
Now, it's a towards the godhood, meaning Adam Cadman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out. It's a their days will come as surely as the sun rises above the treetops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's letting you know
mm-hmm.
from whence you come. Ye must return.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes along. And that's in another whole separate book. That's
mm-hmm.
the Colbert Bible.
Right.
And he read the Keys of Enoch.
Right.
And they both saying the same thing about.
And you know what I love about it? It's not us saying it.
Right.
It's
right.
the Heavenly Father
right, right,
Messiah
right, right.
saying
right, right, right.
it.
We're not saying it.
We didn't come up with it. Although we are part of
right,
it.
Right, right.
You see? The Heavenly Father, Messiah,
right.
saying this.
Right, we try to
right.
tell y'all.
So,
what they
right,
say.
Right. So, don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
I didn't
right.
come up with this.
Right, right.
You know, I did nothing.
Right.
Only
right.
thing I did was listen and obey.
Right, right.
And follow
right.
and what Messiah, the Heavenly Father.
We heard
right.
the voice. Like,
right.
said, my sheep shall hear my voice.
Right.
And actually, what we said is a blessing unto you.
Right.
Whoever can hear the voice of Messiah.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And see, and this is why we do this once again for our nations. You know, we looking, you know, delivering this message to Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and Latinos. And we, you know, we love to hear from you. Again, you can give us a call at 845-241-9966. If any of these things that we're talking about that your soul can relate to, your mind could relate to, or when you feel this calling, please give us a call so we can minister to you, and maybe you can come into our room and fellowship with us
right.
and join us, because As you can see, we live in perilous times. The times is perilous. Time is short. I mean, it's not much. We don't have much time left.
Right.
You know, just cut the television on. And all you hear over and over, homeless people, people about to lose their house, people hungry, can't feed their children,
right.
Jobs, no more jobs. The unemployment rate is through the roof. They in the government, they're fighting each other, you know, just to try to bring some bring people, you know, the physical things that they need to survive in this world. You know, it's just a mess, and it's not going to get no better.
Right.
So now is the time to take your energy and all that you have and focus on the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah, because the world do not have the answers. I can tell you that right now.
Say that again, brother.
The ones that have the answers is the Heavenly Forefather Messiah.
Right.
They have all the answers.
Right.
And I always like to say this scripture. And once Messiah said, you drink of my water, you shall never thirst again. You see, brother. And I pray and hope that if there's anybody out there, feel free. You know what, too, brother? You know what? I find it to be very interesting, too. I find this to be interesting, that the people that the world look up to, you know, the prominent people, the ones that got all the money and they got all the fame and the glory, these are the same people that has not an ounce of light or truth in them.
Right.
They have no recollection of the truth.
Right.
But yet, millions and millions of people will follow them
through
their whole lifetime.
Well, that goes like scriptures say, I'm going to send preachers after my heart. Now, the true priests of the Eternal Heavenly Father, they don't look like the people you just explained.
Right.
Good teeth, good hair,
right.
Nice suit, dress nice, nice car, nice home.
Mm-hmm.
We just regular-looking men and women.
Right.
You know, like the average man, teaching the truth is where the light lies, because we're meant to be humble and futile in this reality.
Right.
But like I was saying before, don't pray to the Eternal Heavenly Father, like my brother was just saying, when destruction comes, because it will be futile and a waste of time. And that's in the Golden Bible. It say, but pray that you are on the right side, meaning walking the great path, the path of the straight and narrow, so that when destruction comes, that you shall be saved. Because don't think you going to, destruction gonna come and you're gonna bust out talking about, oh Lord, oh now y'all say Jesus, oh Jesus, please help me. It's gonna be too late then.
No, brother, it's funny because now all your life you was wicked as hell. Excuse my French. You was wicked, you were partying, you were and all of a sudden you see the Heavenly Father start bringing this destruction.
Right.
Now, within a second, you want to turn around and be the holy of holies.
Right,
now, that should tell you something.
Right.
That should tell you something now. Listen, before he start this, start turning your life around now. Start seeking the Heavenly Father and Messiah now while you have a chance.
Because
you know what? It's in the scripture. It speaks, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember the exact scripture it says, but it goes a little something like this. When the Heavenly Forefather start this destruction, not even he
can stop it.
Not even he can stop it. Because he done promised us so many things that he has to bring it.
Right.
So don't think the Heavenly Father is going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to stop this Brother Johnson I don't want it to happen to Brother Johnson.
Right.
No, it don't work like that.
So what the brother saying is this. This is what the brother saying. Now, this for all you people out here say, and I have a lot of y'all say this. He got, you know, y'all, because y'all don't really turn to the Father. He got. He can stop anything. Why he don't stop it? Now, this is what our light brother overstands. This is what my brother's saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying this. One thing about your Heavenly Father, he cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
When he make an oath and a promise to anything that he created, If he tell, like the destroyer, he told the destroyer, I'm going to just throw it there. I'm just throwing a date out there. On October 1st, 2020, you're going to come and destroy the earth. He already done pre-prophesied it and ordained it. Or if he told the trees in the earth, you're going to be renewed on October 19th, 2020. He already made them promises. They cannot be changed, because if he changed, that'd be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Once he make a decree, it cannot be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you decide, you see destruction, you go, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, please help me, stop it, give me some more time. It's too late. That's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts, it cannot be stopped, because he is not a liar and he do not break his word. So that's what my brother is saying to all y'all who say he God, he can change all that.
Mm-hmm. And this is why we are, the Heavenly Father, the Messiah, has given us this platform today.
Right.
To tell y'all
right.
that, yes, this is it. You know, he's working through us, you see.
Right.
You know, it's not us at all.
Right.
You know, it's the Heavenly Father, Messiah.
Right.
They the ones that's speaking to us. They the ones
right.
that's giving you this ministry. They the one that is trying to get you to understand that, look, I am about to bring something devastating. Now, do you want to hear what I'm saying so that you can be in good keeping with me and I can protect you from this? Or you can hear it and disobey it and ignore it and then feel the wrath of this destruction that's
right.
coming.
Right.
You see? But it's up on you. It's all. See, that's another thing. The Heavenly Father don't pressure us. He don't, you know, he don't make us. You know, he give us the free will right to make the decision,
right?
You know, and that's a, I mean, listen, it just shows you how merciful, to me, I look at that as mercy. The Heavenly Father could have forced us,
right.
but he don't do that.
Right.
He give us free will to make our own minds up and our own decisions,
right.
you see, to do such things.
Right.
So it's really incredible. It's an incredible thing. And I like to say, you know, that, you know, I thank the Heavenly Father for giving us this time
exactly.
every Sunday to be able to talk to our brethren and talk to our nation and give us this privilege to do it, because it is a privilege.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, like my brother said, for this platform that we may have an opportunity. And also, I want to thank our brother, Yaikwa, for putting our blog talk on his blog talk,
mm-hmm.
that it may have rich much more broader audience than it would have on just ours. So I thank our brother Yaikwa for having Eternal Heavenly Father put the spirit in him to actually let him do that. So thank you, Eternal Heavenly Father. And like my brother said, we thank him for the opportunity to minister to
mm-hmm.
any brother or sister that would like to hear these words
mm-hmm.
of truth. And we gave you a connection to connect with us if you would like to hear more. So
this is going to just about conclude our show for the day. And we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and thank our Earthly Mother and thank Messiah for once again giving us the wherewithal to be able to bring another ministry to you. And we pray that, again, if it's in the Heavenly Father's will, that we'll be able to do this again next week. So we pray and ask the Eternal Heavenly Father to, you know, to help us to bring you another message next week, if it's his will. You know, we don't know. We can be taken at any given time. You know, that's why none of this is to be taken for granted, you know, because we don't know. But what we do know is that we are in that harvesting time, you know, that it's time for light brethren to be restored.
Yes.
And we preparing now. By giving you these messages and doing other things to prepare us for our restoration.
Store up.
Yes, brothers. So we want to thank you for joining us. And hopefully you'll hear back from us next week. Again, like I said, if it's the Heavenly Forefather's will. So we thank all that joined us. And we ask you to have a blessed day. Shalom. And I'm Brother Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. And we thank the Eternal Heavenly Father for blessing us to have this opportunity once again to serve the eternal Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth.
So we will say shalom.
Shalom. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Unto you be peace. Shalom.